like many organizations, you might want to be offering Mac as a standard platform choice, but you have some questions about deploying Mac within your Windows environment. I'm James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Andrew Snyder, a systems engineer with the Apple Mobility Practice at the PC Connection family of companies. Andrew holds the highest level of certifications currently offered by Apple. That's Apple's 10.6 ACSA and 10.7 ACTC. He has also taught the MTC classes at Apple Cupertino regarding iOS integration. He has a lot of experience designing and implementing Mac and iOS mobile device management solutions into client networks, and he's going to share some of that knowledge with us today. And Andrew, appreciate you taking time and joining us on Connection Point.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Let's start off at a high level. Take a moment up front. Talk about some of the benefits that organizations have reported kind of back to you that they receive when they have brought Macs into their IT environment.
One of the nice reasons and benefits of working with Macintosh and implementing them into your environment that it helps to attract and retain talent. This has become more important over the last couple of years, both with the economy, as well as wanting to ensure that the best people are hired. In addition, there's a pretty large movement out in the industry right now called BYOD, and Macs, even certainly laptops, are mobile devices, and people want to work on what they like and what they know. And certainly there's a large benefit in things like employee retention by implementing Mac in a Windows environment.
Let's talk about, again, at a high level, but the idea that we're bringing Macs into what is most likely for many organizations has been a very Windows-based environment. Is there any consideration that the IT department needs to think about up front, something they need to change in order to deploy Macs into their enterprise environment?
I've worked in IT for a long time, and one of the best words in IT is the word should. And in my opinion, everything should work just fine if you've got a fairly modern infrastructure. Now, as I say that, of course, there might be some particular details that you might want to take a look at or alter. And I always encourage people to begin with the end in mind because the built-in features that Apple has, and it all does work fine. The built-in features that Apple has may not be exactly as you imagine it, because truly Macs and PCs are different, but they do all speak the same language. And for the most part, it's a pretty smooth process. In particular, one of the core pieces of infrastructure that most everybody has is Active Directory. Certainly there's different versions of Active Directory, and Apple integrates slightly differently into each. It does work with all these sorts of things, but there's definitely some details that you can work with us to make sure it goes exactly as you expect and as you hope.
Let me get a compare contrast from you, Andrew, if I could. 10 years ago, integrating a Mac into an environment towards today, integrating Mac into our environment. It was a whole lot easier 10 years ago or a whole lot easier now?
10 years ago, integrating Mac into environment. Pain. Generally, Apple 10 years ago was an island inside the enterprise without contact with the enterprise. They were often in creative or marketing or in executive, but not integrated. It is much, much easier to integrate now, partly because Apple has decided to play ball and partly because the tools have all matured. But it is easier now, and you can expect it to work, whereas in the past, you basically would expect it to be difficult.
All right, let's get to today then. Whether it's someone trying to deploy Macs for the first time, or maybe it's a guy that did it 10 years ago and was so frustrated it's taken 10 years to try it again, where do we get started today when we make that decision, say, you know what, we are going to bring Macs into our environment?
Well, as I said before, the first step is to imagine how you want it to work. A lot of times I'll work with customers and say, tell me how you want it to work in 6 months or a year. That is both in terms of scale, how many devices you may have on your network, as well as the types of uses of those devices on your network. If it's just one department, then your deployment might be real straightforward. But if you know over time it will grow or that different departments are going to want it, you've got some different choices to make. So to get started, imagine your future state, and then work your way back. Some of that imagining or future predicting will drive the sorts of tools you need to buy. Now, built into the Apple, most of the basic hooks to integrate with a Windows infrastructure already exist, but there's an opportunity maybe to do better management of Macs if you buy some third-party tools.
Andrew, let's do this. Let's talk about security. And anytime we do anything to our environment, security these days is top of mind. What is it, though, with thoughts to our security that we need to have on the top of our list when evaluating Macs and bringing them into what, again, has traditionally probably for a lot of our listeners has been a Windows-only environment for a long period of time?
There is much to consider. And the way I carve up this security problem, it's too difficult to just think of security as one idea. You need to split it into its categories. And I categorize them in things like the physical security of the device. The data on the device, is it secure? How about things like network security and encryption? And then there's also things like access to resources. Now, each of those categories has a very long answer about how we deal with security. The short answer is Apple is secure. It's got a well-known Unix infrastructure underneath the covers. It's got built-in full disk encryption if you choose to activate that. Things like physical security, just like any device that can walk away, there are certain steps you can take to make it less likely that you're going to have security troubles from devices getting stolen, for example. And then there are different apps that you can implement to enforce this security. Now, if a modern infrastructure and company often has things like acceptable use policies and security teams that will only allow certain devices on a network if they meet a certain number of requirements, you definitely need to fold your Apple product into those requirements so that you can have confidence for things like auditing and reporting that, yes, I know that all my Macs are secure based on how I've defined what security is. And that leads us to making sure that you implement it where you want to, because you may have things like very stringent security requirements. And you can't just assume you're secure. You have to know you're secure.
Hardware runs applications. Applications, again, back to these Windows environments, have been focused on that Windows operating system. How do I know that when I bring these Macs in, some of those applications that I've invested a lot of time and money in are going to work on the Mac?
Start slow and start small to begin with. Now, to speak in generalities, things like Microsoft Office, Adobe, many web browsers all work fine because they're modern and they're recent, and all the software developers have generally decided to make things compatible. Now, there are some significant caveats on that of homegrown or custom created software. Many of these were just created for Windows and may not work on a Mac. So in terms of solving the problem, you've got to determine what people actually use to get their job done. If people use email and Word and Excel and surf the internet, chances are everything will work fine. If they use some custom accounting software or some development software, or some particular database software, test early, test often, and determine whether or not that application can be, say, virtualized or moved into a different piece of infrastructure that would work better or work better with a Mac. Definitely something to test. I'll also say ActiveX controls was the big buzzword for Microsoft between five and 10 years ago. And there are many applications that were written for that to run in a web browser that require this technology. That technology simply does not exist for Mac. And so if you know on your Windows PC that your applications run using this tool called ActiveX, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to need to work around that problem.
Andrew Snyder, our guest on Connection Point here today, talking about bringing Macs into our enterprise. Let's do this. A couple more questions, and we'll be wrapping things up. And I've got some contact information for our listeners here in a moment. But what kind of best practices have you seen? What do you share with teams on the IT side about how they have to think about managing and supporting Macs? They're used to supporting different machines. Maybe what type of learning curve is there? What do they have to focus on in terms of the management and support?
And that's a big concern or thought process for people considering Macs in their enterprise. They've got a pretty clear-cut way that PCs are supported, and either they want to support Macs just like they support PCs, or they potentially want to put in a new way to manage these Macs. Now, in a good sense, some Mac users have been self-supporting for a long time, so there may be some ability to create some documentation, some FAQs, what I call tier zero support, where people can help themselves. So sort of a first line of defense is maybe something that they can do for themselves. I would also encourage you, if you're doing a transition from PC to Mac, to do some training, even some basic training, so that people can kind of connect the dots in their mind of what was on a PC, how you would do it on a Mac. Now, additionally, from the IT perspective, you've got this life cycle of a device. You need to have consideration both how to buy it and deploy it, hopefully in an easy and straightforward manner, as well as support it, update it, and maintain it going forward. Now, there are manual ways to do this, of course, but based on scale, you may not want to do all of this manually. And there are a number of excellent tools that can do both the imaging and deployment aspect on sort of the leading edge, as well as the maintaining and auditing and reporting and updating on the trailing edge as people are actually using the device. One of my tenets in talking about this is that it's not an event when you implement Macs, it's a process. And so even if everything gets out the door and is perfect, all of these software pieces and all the hardware pieces change over time. And so you need to have a plan for that change over time.
Andrews, we look to wrap up here. I've got a couple takeaways. One, a lot easier to implement a Mac into our environment than it was 10 years ago. Also, planning, big part of this. If you take the time to plan, going to be easier for you. Let me see if there's anything else, though, that you would add to that kind of list of takeaways for our listeners today.
Absolutely. As a couple of final comments, know that implementing Macs is a mature process. Mac OS 10, 10.8 is out. This has been happening for 10 years. Each release is a little bit different, arguably better, and certainly from my perspective, but it is definitely doable, and don't feel like you're creating the wheel or recreating the wheel, because all of this has been done before, and we can assist you with that. Another comment, and I mentioned earlier that 10 years ago, Apples were off on an island inside the enterprise, sort of disconnected from everything. Well, now Apple is integrated, but many facets of implementing Mac depend on other systems like Active Directory, your network, your backup system, your company requirements. And it's a great thing that it can integrate with all those pieces, because then truly it will be an equal partner for your company and in your infrastructure, and will let your people get their work done better.
His name is Andrew Snyder. He's been our guest here on Connection Point. Andrew, appreciate the time today.
Thanks so much.
And folks, if you do want to learn more about integrating Mac into your Windows environment, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer professional services and assessments, from integrating OS 10 with Active Directory to consultations for deploying and managing Mac computers on your network. Contact your account manager to learn more about engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send a quick email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.